Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is now 8:10 here at WCCO. Welcome back. You are listening to Geralyn Steele. We call it Steele Talking tonight and tomorrow night from 7 to 11 p.m. It is what I love to do is sit here and gab with you. In the next hour, we will definitely have some time to gab. That is for sure. My next guest is Marcia Pitts Phillips, as I mentioned earlier. She is president and founder of the MRPP and Associates Communications LLC. She's an accomplished communications leader and extensive experience in media and public relations, including executive communications and media training, strategic planning, crisis communication management, and more. The reason I wanted to talk to Marcia Pitts Phillips is because with a movement happening, this movement is moving not just across our state, not just across our country, but across the world. And as this movement moves, you need leadership. You need communication. Who's communicating and how are they communicating? What are the important things that we need to know as we move forward in the protest, move forward in the movement? Well, she's going to help us understand the importance of communications to any movement when it comes to our nation. That is for sure. Welcome to WCCO. I should say, welcome back, Marcia. We've had you on several times before.
Thank you so very much for having me on. I really look forward to talking with you about this when I received the invitation from you. So thank you, Geralyn, and it's an honor for me to be with you this evening.
You're welcome. And of course, you and Shaletta know each other. You guys go to the same church together. And Shaletta, of course, is just a field with so much information and so many people in her heart and her mind that can come and help as well. So it's great to have you here tonight.
Just okay, when it comes to communicating.
That's right. That's right. She's been telling everybody, and she should. I thank her for that. When it comes to communications, how important is it?
Communications is one of the most important factors that can happen in any type of situation. Two-way communication, determining who your audience is. And what I'd like to do, because you set this up in terms of talking about movements, and as I thought about what we were going to be talking about this evening, I was thinking it might be a good idea to give the audience a little bit of context and history of movements that have occurred here in the United States and take a look at some of the common themes that existed through all of them. We have had, of course, we know the civil rights movement. Before that, we had the women's movement, the suffragists, getting the right to vote. And when we think about some of the voices that have emerged out of various movements that have occurred here in the United States, they all have the same elements in terms of clarity, conciseness. We had most recently in history the Marriage Rights Act in terms of LGBTQ community, in terms of having the opportunity to marry same-sex partners, same-gender partners, having the rights to marry. And when we think of movements and the purpose of movements, it's to get voices out there, the have-nots, those that are considered the have-not voices, and then moving to a place of having. Have not, one does not have the right to vote because of one's gender. Having a movement, the movement occurs in terms of gaining the right to vote. The Civil Rights Act, in terms of African Americans having the right to vote. We did not have the right, but then we moved to the place of having the right. And we can, I can certainly go off and start to discuss and talk about from a political standpoint, but I'm not going to get political in terms of some of the ways that having the right to vote are being jeopardized now. So we've had a long history of movements here in the United States, and that, and the civil rights, if you may, where it seems like they're, it's being, that they may be in danger or fighting for more of civil rights. The loss of some of our basic civil rights seems to be going away. So having that communication element, strong the loss of some of our basic civil rights seems to be going away. So having that communication element, strong communication skills are of the utmost importance.
So where do you begin? Where does someone, a leader, maybe it's a new leader, maybe it's someone that all of a sudden is tasked with communications and making sure that everyone knows which way we're moving, to the left, right, up, forward, down. How does a message get out, and how does the leader begin that conversation?
There are some basic tenets, and thank you so much for that question. There are some basic tenets. As you know, I'm a member of the Public Relations Society of America and also PRSA and Diversity Inclusion Officer for PRSA, and having been a former journalist. And there are some core elements that are critical to any type of communications that's done, and I'll break them out once I give them. Truth, transparency, and authenticity. That is, to be able to tell the truth develops trust. Transparency, you have trust. Being authentic in your voice, that develops trust. And it is critical to have trust between the listening audience, the reading audience, those who one is seeking to recruit into the movement. Having these as the building blocks, it helps to propel the movement forward, and then it will lead credence to it.
You know, Black Lives Matter has really made a difference in this particular movement that is happening right now. And you're seeing it even throughout. London had posters up that said Black Lives Matter. It's just kind of moving across the world. And as we watch that unfold, we've been dealing with that here in the great state of Minnesota for a while. I remember when the Black Lives Matter movement went to the state fair and people were very upset about that. Or maybe there was a marathon going on and they were interrupting the marathon and people were going, hey, we're the ones that are supporting you. Why would you do this? And of course, we all know that a movement cannot move. It cannot happen without the knowledge and the communication to make sure that everyone moves like, you know, a hive. And so as we watch this unfold, this whole protest that is happening, I know that the communications coming out of Black Lives Matter is clear because we can see it. What other ways can we know that the communication is working, that it is clear to all that need it to be clear?
I think that there may be a catalyst, a jump off point. As we know, there was the murder of Mr. George Floyd, and the loss of his life, and the communication mechanism, if you may, was social media, videotaping. We all have cell phones nowadays, and so more of these acts are being caught on videotape. But I want to step back just a moment. You made a very important point, and that is this movement, Mr. Floyd's death, has resonated across the globe. I have watched in amazement protesters in London and in other countries outside of the United States, how it spread. It started here with Minnesota in started hitting some of the larger cities across the country and all the way to places such as Utah. And I see all of the groups coming together because one of the pivotal aspects of Black Lives Matter and other civil rights movements is looking at injustices and being able to clearly communicate that, going back to the truth and the transparency and the authenticity. If no one recognizes anything with what happened with Mr. Floyd and Eric Garner and being Bianca, I believe the young lady who was asleep, who was an EMT.
Oh, Brianna. Yes, Brianna.
Who was killed in her bed.
In her bed, yes.
One does not get more authentic to say, hold up, wait a minute. This has been going on for way too long. Basic civil rights are being violated. And then and when it comes to the truth and the transparency, it's important to focus in on what is the message? How is the message going to be disseminated? What is going to be the content of the message? And how is the message going to flow?
That's interesting that you say that, because the communications with this movement has been ever changing, right? At first, it was about George Floyd and how difficult it was for so many to watch this man's murder happening before their eyes. And then it moved up to, okay, we have to get out and get our message out that, you know, we will not allow this to happen. The police cannot do this. Now it's moved even further than that. It's more about making sure that our leaders understand what our message is, that we communicate to them that we're not taking this anymore. We're going higher and higher and higher with the messaging of this protest. And it's everybody involved, every color, young people, teenagers, to old people. It's been remarkable to watch it unfold. And I keep asking myself, who is giving the call? You know, who's saying what is going to happen today? How does that happen? I don't know if you know anything about it, but I've been trying to find out, because in order to do that, there has to be a really big group of people that need to be contacted. Thank goodness for all of the technology we have today to get the word out. But how are they doing it? Do you know anything about how the leadership of this movement might be working?
Okay, so let's take a moment to step back and take again a look at from a historical perspective. So the period between 1965 and I'd say even earlier than that, maybe about 1955 to 1968, mm-hmm. You know, that civil rights era movement. What mm-hmm. is it that woke up the country in terms of what was going on? When there were the cameras, the mm-hmm. bombing of the church, when the little girls were killed, the hoses mm-hmm. and the dogs,
the water
being
hoses, oh
on
my God.
The demonstrators mm-hmm. and protesters. Mm-hmm. And if you look mm-hmm. there's a parallel there. We knew that the injustices were happening. The voices were starting to raise. They were going churches to churches, communities all across the South. But it wasn't until the TV cameras and the images started to appear in the newspaper that people started to wake up and started to descend upon the South en masse. Fast forward to today. What's causing everybody to sit up and take notice? It is the power and use of video, social media, navigating social media platforms in a sophisticated way with the content, the focus, and the flow of the messaging, and the swiftness with which we can use technology. Just think, the video of Mr. Floyd was up within moments, posted on a social media platform. And then by the time the police department was issuing its first press release, that video had already been viewed thousands of times. So the power of social media, having an understanding of how to harness that power, and then being able to take and get that message out. Because once people start talking about it and spreading it on social media, back in the day, it was the rotary telephone and did you hear or did you see on TV what happened? Now it's a matter of a text, a tweet, a check this out. Can you believe this happened? But once that message got out there, it contained all of those elements that I mentioned earlier in terms of truth, transparency, authenticity, being focused, the content, and the flow of it.
Mm-hmm. And it's absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. We're going to have to take a break. Marcia, can you stick with us?
Yes, I can. I'm happy to.
All right. Marcia Pitts Phillips is joining us. Of course, you can find her on LinkedIn. You can find her on Facebook as well. And we'll return with her in just a moment.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.